talking this morning about the work deuce. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I clean the bathroom where I work. I take the Browns to the Super Bowl at least once a day at my job.
Okay. I don't think that's irregular, I guess is the word I'm looking for. And I think the main thing is, as long as you don't cause any problems.
No.
You know what I mean?
Problems. Everything comes out all good.
It does. Okay. That's key.
That's good.
See, we have to. The way ours is set up here, the way our toilet is set up, no matter what number you're doing, you've got to flush like 3 times. I remember when I first got here, I got really worried. And I was like, I hope that plunger is effective. Have you seen that plunger that's in that bathroom? Chris?
There's a plunger in there?
Yeah, it's like that. It's one of those ones that has like the gun attachment to it, like where you pull it out and like pump it up or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
I gotta go look at that.
It's
complicated for me.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with it. It's really scary, and it looks like you have to have like some serious
training
intestinal problems first off to need a plunger this complicated. You know, like if you're dropping like a bowling ball in there and you need to shred it a little bit just to even get it through the hole, maybe.
Jeez.
That's too much.
All right, thanks for the call. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
I was up in Nebraska, and I had to use the restroom real bad, so I went into a new Dairy Queen because it figured it'd be clean, and there was no walls in the restroom, and the toilet was right in the center. I was in there doing my business. The door opened, an old man opened the door, and I turned around and looked, and there was the counter. I could see people ordering food.
Shut up.
Serious, dude. And the old guy was in one of those walkers.
Yeah.
So somebody held the door open for a while. I looked back there, and there was people ordering food the whole time. That is the worst experience I've ever had, man.
We probably don't have a problem dropping a deuce anywhere now,
dude,
though.
I'm not shy at all.